Copa MX Network production.
This is the Rocky Mountain ATV MC Kiefer Tested Podcast, the podcast you come to for the straight insight on all things moto-centric. Hard parts, bikes, gear, suspension, motor mods, and more. It's Kiefer Tested. Here he is, Chris Kiefer.
Howdy-ho, everybody. Welcome in. This is the Rocky Mountain ATVMC.com Kiefer Tested Podcast presented by FXR Racing and REP Suspension. Hey, how in the hell are you guys doing out there today? Thank you for downloading this episode. Of course, thank you for subscribing to our show. We love it. And we love doing these shows, talking about dirt bikes and sometimes going off the beaten path, which we do. So it's kind of fun. Honestly, you think you're getting a dirt bike pod and then it goes somewhere else for a few minutes and then you get right back on the trail and keep on trucking. So it is a fun podcast. We appreciate you guys joining us today. If you guys want to do some shopping, go to RockyMountainATVMC.com because they are the trusted online source for parts, accessories, gear for dirt bikes, side-by-sides, ATV, street bikes, whatever the hell you guys have. Go to KieferInkTesting.com right now, please, if you want to do some shopping. Click on the only banner that is on my website. That is the RMATVMC banner. Click on that, and that leads you back to their site. And then just do your shopping. Live your life. Whatever the hell you want to order, order it up. And that gives us a little snippet, a slice of that pie that you're purchasing. And we appreciate it. We see what you guys are doing. And we thank you very much for using that link. It does help us out a lot. It lets those guys know that you like this show, that you appreciate them for coming on the show. So we appreciate you, the listener, for actually doing that. So thank you. And if you want to look good, go to fxrracing.com. The new Vapor line is out, which is awesome. You can use the code KKMX35 to save 35% off of that, or Podium, or Clutch, or Helium, or Revo. Whatever line you want, it is good. My favorite right now is, I want to say the red Vapor, red and blue stuff. I just wore that on the Yamaha the other day, and something about red on blue looks tasty. And I'm into it. So use the code KKMX35 over at FXRRacing.com. And if you're a lady, because we know that ladies run this damn world, and we love the ladies over here, we have a special code for you. Email me. I can't give it out because these snakes that are males out there, they'll take your code and they'll use it. So we don't want that. Chris at KieferInkTesting.com. That is the code. Oh, no, that's the email to get the code, right? Thank you, ladies, for doing that. And prove to me that you're ladies. Show me a picture of you riding or something. Just want to see the ponytail flipping out the back or whatever. You don't have a ponytail. That's fine. Just show me that you're ripping around and you're not a dude. And you don't want to get that code because that's special for the ladies. And you want to make your motorcycle handle a little bit better. Want some plushness out of your motorcycle. Mark and the guys over at REP Suspension, they'll do it up for you. KTM, Yamaha, Kawasaki, those are the three brands that I use a lot with Mark, and he does a great job. So REPsuspension.com, you can use the code KKREP to save yourself $100 off a revalve. Smart man, he did a podcast with Steve Mathis. If you haven't listened to it, go do that. Go check the archives over on RacerXOnline.com and listen to Mark. He is a valuable asset to our motorcycle community, and he does great work. So go check them out, REP Suspension. And, of course, all of our 2024 sponsors, Power Motorsports. Need a Yamaha, KTM, Kawasaki. Best deals out there for Kiefer-tested listeners. Trust me. I don't know how they stay in business, honestly. Great deals. So go check them out, Power Motorsports. I can give you David Sibley's email over there, and you tell him that you listen to our show, and he'll give you the best deal on a new bike possible. Works Connection, Kiefer 20, some new products coming out with Works Connection. Very excited. Eric has listened to my bitching for many, many years, and he's finally doing something that I love and I needed. So Kiefer 20 is the code to save, but new products coming from Works Connection. 6D helmets, Kiefer 24 is the code to save. International Vet Motocross Association, INTL, vetmx.com. Go race with your buddies over the age of 30, longer motos, all kinds of races, Southern California, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Arizona. They got races all over the hell. It's good. It's fun. 20-minute motos. Not bad. Dunlop Motorsports, screenprintingdone.com, Decal Works, official decals of Kiefer Tested. If you guys want some decals or you see something that I have on my bike that you like, email me and I'll get you in contact with the guys over at Decal Works. Alpine Stars, Oakley, ETS Racing Fuels, etsracingfuels.com. Use the code Kiefer Inc. to save on your racing fuels, and you can deliver it right to your front door by just ordering it online. Use that code. Easy peasy. There's been some problems with other brands' fuels right now. There's some batch numbers of VP that have been going bad. If you guys want to go get some racing fuels and you're worried about that, etsracingfuels.com. Consistent, great power, and they don't boil. So lots of great fuels over at etsracingfuels.com. Use the code Kiefer Inc. to save. Renthal, good luck to Paul Parabinos going to Sea Otter this weekend. If you want to get a fat bar, I have a bunch of fat bar options for you guys coming at the end of this week or beginning of next week over on my website as well, Steve's website. So if you have a bike within the last 5 years old, I give you some optional bars to run on your bike from Renthal. And of course, Maxima, Kiefer Inc. 24 is the code to save on anything Maxima. They have some great, great products. I mean, even grease. Their grease is awesome. So go do yourself a favor, Kiefer Inc. 24 at Maxima, and save yourself some money. All right. That was longer than normal. So apologies, 7 minutes. Nonetheless, please support these advertisers. They support the show, and they're great products. I mean, I wouldn't have them on here if they weren't. You guys know how I am. I'm not taking money from some shit products. I could, and I would be a lot richer, but I don't. All right, so what we're going to talk about today is a 2024 GasGas MC450 Factory Edition. So we did a KTM Factory Edition back east. I haven't rode the new chassis out here on Southern California grounds. Most of that has been on the 450 side back east. I have ridden the 250 as well as the 350. If you go to racerxonline.com right now, we did a 350 garage build, which was very cool. So, you know, Husqvarna, KTM, GasGas, they don't offer a factory edition of the 350. So we had Andy Jefferson. We grabbed Andy Jefferson's motorcycle, and he put a 2025 frame on his FC350. So we had a chance to ride the 350 in the new chassis out at Glen Helen. But this is the first time I actually rode a 450 with the new chassis, and you can go check it out over on racerxonline.com. But I wanted to break it down for you guys right here and tell you if the juice is worth the squeeze, because some of you guys are waiting around for 2025 bikes. I have a 2023 or a 24. Is the new bike worth it? Is it that much difference? So the big change for me in this whole new frame is how it's supposed to feel, or how I would like it to feel comparative to like a 2021 frame. I really liked that frame. It was comfortable out here in Southern California. It had a lot of comfort, and there was a less rigidity, maybe less vibration in 2021. Fast forward now to 2023 and 2024 non-factory editions, and there's just a little bit harsh and rigid. So is this new frame better? So for me, let's just start this right off right now. Yes, for me, it's quite a bit better on the edge of tire with the factory edition frame, which will be the frame in 2025. Where do I mostly feel it? So when I'm cutting across the track and trying to set up for my corner, where there is bumps, there is more compliance within the chassis versus the current 2024 chassis. Now, if you guys are running softer dirt, taller bumps, East Coast style, grabby dirt, maybe you will not feel it as much as us Southern California, hard pack, edgier type of tracks that we run out here. But for us, I need less deflection and more tire contact patch, and that is what I'm getting, quite frankly, with this new chassis. Even back east, if you listen to my show about the KTM, I noticed that, hey, I think I feel it in certain areas, even when I was back east in good dirt. So I was like, man, it is quite a bit better, even in back east. So now that I fast forward over here and went to Southern California and I'm riding at Glen Helen, it's a true test for me to see like, okay, hey, is this going to be better for the general consumer? And for me, yes. I will say this. Most of you guys hit me up and email and say, oh man, is it a big difference? Yes. But if you guys don't feel it, if you guys have no problem with your current KTM Husqvarna gas frame, then just disregard what I'm saying. I'm not telling you you have to get it. It's way better. It's going to change your life if you don't feel it. But if you do have a problem with it, like I do, then this frame is going to help you go a little faster. I have a problem right now where I just don't know what the current chassis is going to do. So like when I come into a corner and I'm cutting across or I'm leaning into a corner, I don't have that nice tire contact feel. Like I don't know if my front tire is going to skip out, if I'm going to get deflection. It just kind of always changes for me. So for me, I need a little bit more comfort and planted feel so I can roll the gas on sooner, harder, drop the lap times, and just be able to ride how I know I can ride. Look, I'm not no Jet Lawrence or Chase Sexton, but there is a level, you guys listening, that you expect yourself to ride to, right? And I can't get to where I feel like I'm riding my 100% best on the current chassis. That's just how I feel. I mean, I even had Mark and the guys over at REP. We had linkages, suspension done, cone valves, revalved air forks, and it's gotten better, but I still don't feel that compliance or that comfort like I do with this newer frame. I think the newer frame gives me a little bit more of that comfort feeling. Now, is it as good as a 2021 frame? No. I still think they're going in the right direction, but they're quite not. They're just not there like they were in 2021, man. I really enjoyed that frame, and there was more compliance there. But for me, the new factory edition, there is a difference on edge of tire comfort and tire contact feel. Slap down feel, straight line bump comfort, all of that is pretty much the same feeling. I just feel most of this on the edge of tire or when I'm starting my lean. Another point that I do feel like this frame is better at is when the ruts inside have imperfections, square edge, rocks, whatever inside these ruts, the frame doesn't get as upset as the current frame. So I do appreciate that. Vibration is about the same, although I will say I've been riding the Kawasaki KX450 a shit ton, and this new KTM Gas Husqvarna frame does not vibrate nearly as much as the Kawasaki. I don't know what Kawasaki's doing, and I don't know why I got a lot of vibration, or if you guys do have a lot of vibration with your Kawasaki's, but man, my bike feels like it's 100 hours old. It just feels like it's dated. It runs great. It just feels like it vibrates a lot. So the newer KTM vibrates less, not it still vibrates more than a Japanese like Yamaha or Honda model. You get back on a Yamaha, you're like, oh, there's no vibration. But this new chassis does vibrate, but just not as much as a Kawasaki. So yes, the new chassis is better. If you're going to put a scale on it, 10 being like, holy crap, I'm going to change my life. 1 being like, I don't feel anything. It's a 5. Like, I feel like you are going to feel it in areas if you do get on it. If you're coming off of a current frame and you're just a normal novice intermediate guy, yes, you will be able to feel it. And I think it will help you corner a little bit better. One thing that hasn't changed within the chassis, it still does feel a little ass in low on acceleration. That just seems to be like a steel frame character that I've always had for a very long time. A linkage does help that. And I think a linkage will still help this new frame as far as anti-squat. And I think what's funny is this whole redesign of the frame, when they did this and KTM started this new style frame, was preventing anti-squat. But yet I still feel more rear and low on a steel frame than I do on a Yamaha. When I get back on my Yamaha from a gas or a KTM, my Yamaha feels ass and high. So, which takes me a little while to get used to, but you get back on a gas or a KTM and you feel like your bars are like ape hangers just because you're ass and low. So linkage and the rising rate does help if you go to an aftermarket linkage, just FYI. Straight line stability, I would say slightly better than current. It is not as harsh or doesn't have as much deflection as a Honda. I'll even venture to say that it's as good as a Yamaha on this new frame. The new style Yamaha isn't as good as the old style Yamaha. I still have some deflection, some harshness on the new Yamaha, but the new gas frame is better, and I think at least you're on par straight line and bump comfort as much as a YZ450. Just that's my thoughts of riding Glen Helen. I've been riding the Yamaha Glen Helen a long time. Hop on this new gas, and I feel like they went in the right direction. And with all of these manufacturers going stiffer with their chassis, not completely in agreement with that, I think they need to back it down. And I think the KTM group has done that with this new frame. So they're backing their setting down a little bit and the rigidity down just for the average consumer. I know the Supercross guys at one point wanted a stiffer frame, and they did that with the brace in the front and those things. But let's face it, do those guys really sell motorcycles? No. I feel like most of us in the media or your friends riding dirt bikes are the ones selling the motorcycles, giving you the real-world feedback. Look, none of us are top professional Supercross athletes. We're just normal guys and gals that like to go ride dirt bikes, that want a good feeling, and some of us have goals, and we want to achieve those goals, and we want to be able to push our motorcycles in a certain way without getting hurt. We want to be able to go to work Monday and be able to ride more and not sit on the couch. So I do feel like this gas is a little bit more friendly and will not react as quick as the current chassis, which for me, I'm all about. I like a more stable chassis that maybe doesn't corner quite as good, that you kind of have to make corner a little bit better than having a bike that corners great and just sucks at straight line stability. You can always make a bike corner better. It's harder to get stability out of a motorcycle than cornering progress. That's just how I've always felt over the years of testing. So kudos to the guys over there understanding that and going the way that we all as consumers need a more compliant, more tire contact. And yes, it is a difference. You will be able to feel it. So I just wanted to get that out of the way because that is the number one question that I get asked the most. What about engine? If you look on our Racer X online video, you'll see me and Eddie talk about it. And Eddie's a 230-pound dude. He rides twice a week, maybe one time a week. He picks a couple races a year to do, and he just wants an easy-to-ride engine. Look, he needs enough power, so he likes a 450. And he's currently on the YZ450, but it's too much bike for him at times. So there is nothing better out there right now than Gas, Husqvarna, KTM 450 engine. Very smooth, easy to ride. This factory edition comes with a Kropovich slip-on, which smooths the bike out even further, so you're not getting that on-off transition in corners. You're not getting that huge excitement that you'll get from a Yamaha when you leave the pits. You're getting more of a smoother, linear power, and for me, it helps you ride the bike versus the bike riding you, plain and simple. I'd rather have that power all day long. Sure, if I'm in deeper, tilled up dirt or sandy conditions, the Yamaha power is great, but I'm not in those conditions that often. And even if I were, I still would rather try to ride my bike harder than still getting out of shape in the sand when it gets rough. Anytime the track goes to shit, the Yamaha gets to be a lot of motorcycle as far as the engine. It's just a lot. You got to tame it down. I mean, I'm on a Vortex on my Yamaha to tame it down. I'm not on a Vortex to give me more power. You put a Vortex ECU on this gas with this Akrapovich muffler, it retains that smooth linear feel. You're not going to get a shit ton of low end and front side. You're just going to get more meat, more torque, and a longer, more linear power, which just makes this bike even more fun to ride. It's amazing. So the difference between, I guess, the Vortex and what we can use now with the KTM Connect app is the KTM Connect app for this engine actually does work. If there's one feature on this KTM Connect app that I like, it's the engine braking feature, and that really does work. It comes fairly easy to use. If you're a boomer or if you're an older guy, you're like, dude, I don't know how to work these fucking apps. Like, I have no idea. It's not that hard. The hardest part for you guys is you're going to get your new factory edition, you're going to bring it home, you're going to have to download the app to your phone, and then just figuring how to connect to your bike once is going to be the hardest part for you. You have to input a serial number, you have to make a passcode and log in. And once you're done with that bullshit, it's easy. It'll automatically connect to your phone when you pull in. It'll recognize it. And it's very easy, interactive to use. And it's basically a slide bar going from 1 to 5. If you want more, you want less. There's just, I don't know. For me, it's just a lot easier to use than other apps. The Yamaha Power Tuner app is easy, but inserting the values is kind of a pain in the ass at times. And the KTM Connect app is really easy to use. So if you go to racerxonline.com and you watch the video, there is a little bit of a tutorial inside of that video how to work the app. It's not that big of a deal, super easy to use, and you just do it. You just got to take a little bit of time. It's kind of like when you get a new car, you sit in the garage for a fucking hour and a half, 2 hours, just trying to screw with buttons and the radio and just getting familiar with it. That's what you got to do with the app. It's not that big of a deal. So just try to do that, work on it. And for me, it's basically super easy to use. It's not that big of a deal. So you get on the app, you click to engine. There's an engine tab. And then you go to save maps, if you have a save map, or you create a new map. Basically, they give you a basic and an advanced option. So if you really want to do it right, you go to advanced option. It'll say track type. There's sand, gravel, hard pack. I'm mostly in sand. Track condition, I'm in dry. Engine braking, I'm all the way down to 1. So the lightest engine braking available. Throttle response, I'm all the way up to aggressive, so 5. Traction control, I'm in the middle at 3. Launch control, I don't screw with. I don't even use launch control in the start, so it doesn't really matter. Another option that's pretty good is quick shift. Unlike the 250, where it's hard to shift between second and third gear, the 450 is not like that. I don't know why. It's super weird to me. 250 is a pain in the ass to shift from second to third, but 450, not a problem. Quick shift second to third gear, they give you that option. They give you a QS third to fourth, as well as a fourth to fifth. All of that is in the middle, number 3. And then you just upload to your bike, and now you have a gas that is way better coming into corners, doesn't load that air fork, keeps the bike balanced, and it's just very manageable around the corner. In stock mode, that engine braking comes on 3. It's fairly heavy and noticeable when you're off throttle. Obviously, it's a new bike. It's going to be tight. You break it in 8 to 10 hours. It still feels like it's a heavy engine braking feel. So putting that engine braking down to 1 really does help the chassis out. I was out early doing photos and everything, and then I came back and said, hey, can we adjust some things? I went back out on the engine braking at 1, and it really did help the bike come into the corners, because quite frankly, when I got on the bike stock and I was doing photos and video, I was like, I'm not really stoked on this bike. I didn't really think the chassis made that big of a difference, but messing with the KTM Connect app and then dialing down that engine braking totally switched my mind. So I was like, holy shit, this actually does work. It's not a gimmick. Much more interactive and very usable, and for me, it actually works compared to the Kawasaki app. Kawasaki didn't do a great job with their app or their tunability on that app. I would say the two leading apps and usability of the manufacturers is Yamaha and KTM. It's just, obviously, they do work. The Yamaha actually works, a little bit more of a pain in the ass to use, but the KTM, easy to use, slide bar, boom, bam, boom, easy. And the engine braking feature is awesome. Yamaha doesn't have that engine braking feature, and I think they should probably look into that, because Yamaha does have some engine braking, and it could use less. The KTM, like I said, once you have that on engine braking on 1 and the power on aggressive, very easy to ride, linear, long powers, not very snappy, not going to get away from you. So if you're new to the 450 world and you want the mellowest, tamest, easiest to ride 450 engine, KTM Husqvarna gas engine is the tamest. Now, I will say this, compared to the KTM, the gas is a little bit more mellower off the bottom than the KTM. I feel like there's more low end, more low-end RPM response on the KTM versus the gas gas. So if you're looking for less bottom-end and a little bit more friendlier of a 450, the gas gas is the way to go. The Husqvarna feels more like a KTM, and I think the Husqvarna used an FMF slip-on, which has a little bit more bottom-end than the Kropovich. I will say that the Kropovich muffler will last longer than the FMF because they're better built, but a Kropovich has always had a power that is smoother down low and builds more to the mid to top. FMF, on the KTM brand, they have more low end than the Kropovich. So, easy to ride engine. Love the engine. I wish I could put, if I could just build a Frankenstein motorcycle, I would have that engine in a... I'm trying to think what chassis is the best right now because the Yamaha, it's not great. I'd put that engine in the 2022 YZ450 chassis. Give me that gas 450 factory edition engine in a 2022 Yamaha chassis with KYB suspension. Ooh, hello. That would be tasty. That would really wake me up in the morning, man. That would be good. But nonetheless, love the engine. Great job to the guys over there. Hey, guys and gals, sorry to interrupt this gas little podcast we're doing right here, but listen to these commercials, save yourself some money. There are some codes within these commercials that will help you out and your pocketbook, and maybe your wife won't be pissed off at you. So listen, we'll be right back.
Screenprintingdone.com.
My dream is the world's most powerful t-shirt.
Do you want to look good, but you ain't got the money?
Trying to get some t-shirts made?
Yeah, buddy.
Go to screenprintingdone.com.
This is a t-shirt.
You can get anything you want on that t-shirt.
I'm about to show you guys how y'all can look fly.
Your business name.
That's my business.
Your kid's name.
Oh, Billy.
Your favorite phrase, like, let's go, buddy, or free jailbirds.
I agree.
Anything at all. Screenprintingdone.com.
T-shirt printing business.
Mention Kiefer on your next order and get 10 free t-shirts.
That's what I'm talking about!
Screenprintingdone.com.
I know it's tough sometimes, guys. What engine oil should I run? What weight? Synthetic or non-synthetic? It's tough. But you guys, I've been running blood lubricants for about 2.5 years now. I've had great results. You guys are looking for some great oil. The Barracuda Blood Series 1040 is what we run in all of our test bikes here. It's specifically formulated for the most brutal racing conditions on earth. Look, heat, high humidity, silt, mud, whatever you got, this Barracuda Blood 1040 can handle it. 1040 is a great weight for most motocross and off-road machines, even though maybe your owner's manual says run 530 or 1050. To me, 1040 is a great weight. Check it out. Barracuda Blood Series. It's been through Baja 1000, the 500, Mint 400, Vegas, Torino, all of our test bikes here. 100% synthetic oil. It's great stuff. You put it in, and I run about 2.5 engine hours. I take it out, and man, it still comes out pretty damn clean. So, you can use the code Kiefer at checkout over at bloodlubricants.com. Save yourself 25% off a case of oil. They have all different kinds of stuff. They have suspension oils. They've got sprays, chain lubes, whatever it is for oil-related stuff for your off-road motorcycle. Check out bloodracing.com. Ride-engineering.com. You guys want to get some clamps, some bar mounts, some chain blocks, brake calipers. Adrian over there at Ride Engineering has a lot of quality parts. And if you use the code KT20, that'll save you 20% off what he offers over there. So that's ride-engineering.com. And he is not only the guy who tests the parts, I mean, I help him as well, but he also has an engineering degree. Holy crap. So go check him out, ride-engineering.com. Use the code KT20 to save some money. You guys out there thinking about buying a new 2024 YZ450F, 250F, and of course, they still make two strokes. The new YZ450F is narrower, more compact, and lighter. It's built to do one thing, go faster. 2024 YZ450F is unchanged, but it is a proven winner, has won many shootouts, as well as the all-new 2024 YZ250F. That has won some shootouts as well. And it's all over at Power Motorsports. So go check them out. Get your new Yamaha from the number one Yamaha dealership in the USA. the pros at Power Motorsports in Sublimity, Oregon. Let them know you heard it here. That's right. The one and only Kiefer Tested Podcast. Call or text 503-769-8888 and ask for the power price. I don't even care where you're at in the USA, Maine, California, Florida, Washington. Just go visit them, powermotorsports.com, or hit me up, Chris at KieferIncTesting.com, and I'll get you in touch with the guys over there at Power and let you go rip around on your new scooter. So fun. Dress properly for your ride with a helmet, eye protection, riding jacket, or long sleeve shirt, long pants, gloves, and boots. Do not drink and ride. It is illegal and stupid. All right, we're back. Thanks for hanging tight. We are going to talk about suspension. Here we go. The downside, of course, is the suspension. Look, I'm not going to sit here and say it's a complete piece of shit, but it's not the shining star of the motorcycle. The AER fork is crusty still a little bit. When new, you break it in. People say, nothing breaks in. It's the same shit. Bullshit. The bike gets better at 8 hours. So trust me on that. If that's the frame stretching, you guys don't believe in that, okay. The bearing seating, whatever. The bike does get better at 8 hours, and so does the fork. But if you're going to be serious and want to keep this fork, and I'm not going to get it revalved for market REP, I'm just going to stick to the stock fork, you might want to add some oil to it. 250, 350, 450 all share the same oil height. WPKTM Group tries to make it easy on assembly, so they use the same oil height, and that does hurt performance on the 450 side because, quite frankly, when you add air, the fork gets harsher. So if you add 10 cc's of oil to the forks, what you can do is you can actually go down on your air pressure. I had to go up to 11 bar on the stock fork. So if I was adding oil, I would drop my air pressure down to 10.7, 10.8, and I'm still getting that hold up without getting the harshness of adding air. So that's just a quick tip for you. If you guys want to save some money, 10 cc's of oil, add that, and then drop your air pressure to about 10.7, 10.8, and then adjust your clickers accordingly. But if you're going to keep stock oil level and the stock fork on, give yourself some time to break it in, and then go up to at least 10.9, 11 bar. I'm 175 pounds. If you're anywhere near there, B-level rider, you're going to need some hold up because it is quite soft stock. And even still with 11 bar, I kind of felt off throttle. If you don't turn that engine braking down, that it gets deep in the stroke and it rides low. So you can get some oversteer when that happens. So you're going to have to add some air to that fork. Adjustability, sure, it's better on an air fork, but the range, you're not getting all of that comfort that you're expecting if you're adjusting it. So for me, yes, I would still go to a spring conversion. I would still go to a 6500 kit or a KYB conversion. A lot of you guys ask me which one is better. If you are spending the money and you have the money, just go KYB. They do a great job, and they have a lot of comfort. Just I'm more of a KYB guy, always have, always probably will be, unless Showa or WP comes up with something better. But of right now, KYB does it the best as far as comfort, and dropping those inserts into your WP fork does help front-end traction and just balance of the motorcycle and give you even more tire contact feel. So really helps you in the corners. Bad news is 15 to 2 grand, right? It just sucks. You buy a $11,000 motorcycle, $12,000, and then you got to dump more money into it. Look, I understand it. Don't yell at me. YouTube comment people, emailers, just calm down. I get it. I'm just telling you what works. So trying to find you shortcuts to keep the stock stuff, add oil. That'll help you. Run about 105 millimeters of sag. If you feel like it's low, you can go up to 102. That'll help on acceleration, traction, and comfort if you are a little bit ass in low. If you're over, you're north 190 pounds, you're going to need a stiffer rear spring. That does help. You don't really need to change the valving if you are a bigger dude. You can just put a heavier spring on the back, and that will be okay. You can back the clickers off a little bit, run 102 to 105 millimeters of sag, find out what you like, and do that. I dropped my fork height to the first line, which is 2.5 millimeters. I think there is enough cornering ability with this machine that it can sacrifice a little bit of lean angle, area two, area three lean, and add some more stability. So I dropped that fork to the first line which is 2.5. I did a suspension clickers for beginner video up on my YouTube. If you haven't checked out my YouTube, I'm dropping some videos every now and again to help you guys out. And we talk about fork height and how to measure it. We aren't measuring the fork cap. We're just measuring the fork tube. So check out that video and I'll point to you guys exactly what I'm talking about. But measuring it, it's pretty easy with the WP fork because they have lines for you. So the first line is 2.5. Run it there. What are you getting with this gas, right? You're getting an Akrapovic muffler. You're getting better wheels. You're getting factory edition split clamps, which are really good, which is much better than the stock clamp of the gas Husqvarna KTM world. More compliance, less vibration with those clamps, less rigidity with those clamps. So I like that. Obviously, you're getting all the whole Troy Lee Designs gas look, seat cover. So a gold chain, little bits and a clutch cover, just little bits. But the main thing is obviously the Akrapovic and the clamps, and you're getting some revised suspension settings compared to the standard 2024 model, which this factory edition suspension setting will most likely be the 2025 setting. You guys can go check out, the KTM, 2025 bikes, over on KTM's website. So you can see what it looks like. Husqvarna's is out as well. You can see what they look like. Gas should be up fairly soon. But most of these changes that we see on the factory edition just roll over into 2025. No, they will not come out with 350 factory edition, so everyone calm down. But we did make a factory edition 350 over on Racer X. You can go check that out. I thought that was really cool. And overall, this is a very friendly, easy to ride 450 motorcycle. I like red. I think it's one of the better looking motorcycles. If I was going to choose, I still would choose a KTM factory edition orange color and then the gas. I do like the red. I like the cockpit layout the best on the gas. It seems more seamless. I like the gas cap area, how flat it is. And I just like this area more. I still would change the handlebars. The stock neck and bar on the gas as well as the KTM sucks. It's very rigid, very wide. I'm out. Cut your bar down to 800 to 803 millimeters. You can go get a Renthal 821 if you're 5'7 or less. If you're above 5'7, if you're 5'8 to 6'1, look at a fat bar 672 bend or a fat bar 839. Both of those are really good. Again, I'm going to put up a handlebar article up on my site here shortly, so you can check that out. But little things you can change to make it a little bit better. I'm not a lock-on grip guy. You're looking for a really nice throttle pull feel and quality-made aluminum throttle tube. You can go to ZRT. Tom does very good work. That's what I run on my bikes. It's just once you have one and you get that feel of that throttle, man, it's so easy, and it's like butter. And they don't break, and they run a bearing. You got to cut your handlebar a half inch on the throttle side to compensate for the bearing, but you got to do that with most all bearing throttle tubes out nowadays. And so for me, we've had this bike for a little while. I actually rode this gas after Glen Helen at another track up here in Joshua Tree with more jumps. And again, the rear is a little bit soft. The fork is a little bit soft. That's the only really negative that I found. The other track that we rode actually had some ruts, deeper conditions in the morning, very heavy dirt, very deep conditions. And then about noon, those ruts are very deep and then they get hard packed. If you guys looked at Trentino over the weekend, the MXGP, similar to those kind of ruts where they get deep and hard packed, and the bike is easy to corner. It feels light. This machine invites you to stand up longer in corners. That's one thing that my kid actually rode it and he noticed it too. It's like, you can ride this bike and you can stand up longer because it feels light. It's very narrow feeling, and just riding it standing up, it just allows you to do that more. I get on my Yamaha that same day and I feel like I got to sit down to feel my tires underneath me more. You don't have to do that with the gas. That contact feel is a little bit wider while standing through ruts and corners. So it actually helps your technique. So for me, there's a lot of pluses within a steel frame motorcycle, especially now that they went to this new style frame. So I'm excited to ride this bike more. I'm headed back east to Georgia next week to ride the factory edition at more tracks. I think I'm going to go down to Monster Mountain. I'm going to hit some tracks up in Georgia. I'm going to go to Etchikani. So I'm going to hit some sand tracks, clay, obviously great dirt at Monster Mountain. So I'm excited to see what this factory edition frame can do and how wide the parameters are. But a couple other quick notes that you guys can do to your older bikes if you don't want a factory edition bike is, yes, you can buy the CCU unit or the CUO. That's what KTM calls it. I know Yamaha calls it the CCU. The connectivity unit off-road is what these guys are calling it. Yes, you can buy that for your older bike so you can dial in the engine braking and the power, but you have to update your ECU to the current ECU setting, so you'll have to take that into your dealership, which they should know, if they're worth a shit, how to make your older ECU work with the new CUO unit. That's a mouthful. Holy hell. Bear with me here. We'll get through it. So, yes, you can do that. I think it's $250. You can buy the connectivity unit, and you can dial in your engine on your older bike. Next question I'll get, is it worth it over the Vortex? No. Sure, the CUO unit is less money, quite a bit less, right? But the parameters aren't quite as wide. I'm getting more out of the Vortex. So if you ask me, Kiefer, which one would you want? I would rather have the Vortex than the connectivity unit on my older bike. Yes, if I'm buying an ECU, I know I'm going to spend some money, but I know what I'm getting. I've had enough time on Vortex ECUs, and it's really, really good. If you never had one on your bike, it's quite amazing. Chad or Jamie, you guys know this. You guys know where I'm going with this. Those guys know this. These bikes are really good. They have great settings for them, and they can make your bike, customize your bike how you want it. You want some more front side? Cool. We can do that. If you want longer, linear, more torque, like me, they can do that. So, yes, you want to save some money and dial in your motor a little bit better, you can do that on your older bike for $250. Also, the engine mounts that are on the factory edition are different. Forgot to mention that. And yes, those transfer over to your older model as well. It's basically the same top engine mounts as your 23-24 model, just cut out in the middle. So if you're a gnarly dude, you want to do some backyard shit, you can cut out your own engine mounts on your 23-24, and there you go. You got a factory edition mount. But you can buy the mounts that come on the factory edition. So just know that. And they will help, and you'll get more compliance on your stiff nature 23-24 frame. Very easy to do. MX-34 Dunlops on the factory edition, which is a lot better than an MX-33 front. We know about that. And yeah, so one thing we don't talk about on these new bike reviews is reliability, because we don't have enough time on them, but I've spent enough time on the older bikes that to tell you that KTM is, and GasGas Husqvarna, is one of the better, most durable brands out there. Clutches are unbelievable. Only thing that doesn't hold up are spokes. Spokes suck on these wheels. Even with the new updated rims on the factory edition GasGas, the spokes suck. So if it was me, I would go to a different spoke, go to W. I would lace up better spokes to that current rim and then not have to worry about it. If you are on these bikes and these wheels, these stock wheels, make sure to check your spokes after every ride, especially near the rim lock. These things back out, they get loose. I was at Joshua Tree with a lot of jumps, and every moto, it started backing out. The two or three around the rim lock end up backing out. So just be ready. And if you guys are looking for a torque spoke wrench, Fastco, they have the best torque spoke wrench available. They're not even sponsor of the show, but it's just badass spoke wrench. So go check that out. So, yep, so that wraps it up for the factory edition. Obviously, there's enough content here from the KTM to this model. All over the place at KieferIncTesting.com. You can check more of that out, and go check it out on RacerXOnline.com. I think it's 27 minutes. It's a video of Eddie and I bullshitting about the motorcycle, and if you don't believe me, ask the guy who's been riding a Yamaha. Actually, ask the guy who's been riding the Yamaha that day and then jumped on the gas to see what he thought. I have to deal with Eddie's ass a lot, and now I have to hear him how good the Gas is compared to his Yamaha and how he wants one now to ride for next year. So this is my life. Awesome. We're going to do some more podcasts here this week. I got to go next week back east to do some stuff, so we're going to try to get Jamie on here from Twisted Development to talk more about the racing fuel side, ECU tuning, engine, and all these things that are going on right now. You guys seem to like those technical interviews more. So we're going to try to get Jamie on this week, and I'll post that up next week for you guys to listen to. And support our advertisers. They kick ass. And please, order some merch. Heather at KieferInkTesting.com, or just go to the shop over on KieferInkTesting.com, click on whatever you need, and she will ship it out to you. And she does it with a smile. God bless her. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here in a couple weeks, and we appreciate you. Be good to each other. Stay safe.